This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for developing a collective resolve of AI for global common good, inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders. Prime Minister Modi said, "In AI, India sees opportunity and the blueprint of tomorrow." He stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the global south. Mr. Modi said, "The world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve." He said, "AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful." Mr. Modi said, "India not only develops new technology but also adopts it rapidly." He said, "India is the center of the world's largest tech pool."
ये समिट जिस भारत में हो रही है वो भारत 1/6 ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी को रिप्रेजेंट करता है. भारत दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी का देश है, सबसे बड़े टेक टैलेंट पूल का केंद्र है, सबसे बड़े टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम का उदाहरण है. भारत नई टेक्नोलॉजी बनाता भी है और उसे अभूतपूर्व तेजी से अपनाता भी है. इस समिट का भारत में होना भारत के साथ ही पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए गर्व का विषय है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth." Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan met Head of OpenAI for Countries George Osborne, Chief Global Affairs Officer of OpenAI Chris Lehane, and India Head of Strategy and Global Affairs of OpenAI Pragya Mishra in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Vice President said that the meeting involved discussions around emerging developments in artificial intelligence, its applications and the rapid expansion of India's AI landscape. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages program second in Cachar district of Assam today. The program focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047. The program is to be implemented across 15 states and 2 union territories across the country through saturation-based and convergence-driven approach. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is emerging as a strong and reliable pillar of global food security. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal stated that Haryana has exported 7,000 metric tons of fortified rice kernels to Madagascar through Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority. The inaugural Board of Peace meeting was concluded in Washington, D.C. Addressing the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump announced commitments of more than $7 billion towards the Gaza relief package from members of the Board of Peace. Mr. Trump signed the unanimously passed resolution establishing the principles of financial integrity and transparency that will guide the Board of Peace. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Afghanistan defeated Canada by 82 runs in a Group D match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. After being invited to bat first, Afghanistan scored 200 runs in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, Canada managed to score only 118 at the loss of 8 wickets. Today, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Palikele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.